It has. It has changed it a lot. It would still, I mean, if it hadn't been for the newcomers, I don't know that Cedar Key would have grown. I don't think it would have like it is going to now. But it's people with money.
The people that moved here, do they ever go into the fishing business? Or is that...
A lot of people come here and try.
But they give up after?
Most of the time, yes. But they are already people that are used to this low-income sort of work, and it's no a shock to them. I don't think that anybody would come down.
No retired person would come down and try to make a living.
But I think they really don't have to depend on what they would make for a living. In fact, my husband right now, we're having a struggle because this is what he's doing. It's just not like it used to be.
I don't see how people can live on that. For the last two nights,
You haven't been able to go out.
For 3 weeks?
3 weeks, the weather's been actually too bad to fish.
Just because it's too windy?
Right. And there are things you can do, like your crab traps, and you can oyster, because when the tide's out, you can get those. But as far as fishing, no, the roughness.
So people, they still try every night to go out, and then
A lot of the old timers don't mind facing it, because I guess they always haven't, even some of the younger ones. Do. One night that my husband refused to go out, a boy younger than he is went out and caught 400 pounds of fish. It's terrible weather. So it can be done, but it's just not, it's just not something that they do.
Do they have a lot of deaths resulting from?
Never, that I've known of a drowning in Cedar Key because of bad weather and fishing.
Would people here consider getting welfare assistance?
They do, quite a few.
There's no stigma attached to that? I mean, people don't feel...
Yeah, I think so. I don't, but I mean, some of the people that do get this help don't admit it. And some of the people that don't, they accuse them of it. I mean, it's sort of I don't know if you would say people are looked down because of it, but I see people that get it. Don't need it.
Uh-huh.
I see people that need it that don't get it. I guess this is an old situation in all towns and all places.
It just seems, I can't see how this guy
talked to
yesterday could survive with
does he not
children. Get it? I don't see how I could, even if he
Mom,
did.
I'm gonna play with
it's never enough.
Mom, can it's I go play with Vivian?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go take the coat off.
Come out the back door.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Do you ever hear of a bolster?
Yeah, vaguely, but I don't know quite what it is.
What about, say, if you had a lot of company, didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you might make a... down on the floor, you can make
I can't think of that. I don't know, because say it.
Do you ever hear of a shakedown or
pallet? Pallet, yeah, that's it. That's exactly what I call it. That's a recent term I used to.
That's a new term to you?
No, it's just, it's not an old term. I mean, I still use it. Like if my sister comes, we fix a little pallet on the floor for the baby. Because we don't have a crib and we're afraid he'll roll off, pallet.
And say if you were growing corn, you'd say, this year we raised a big
crop.